Fasten des Emirat begins from the Beracha Baruch She'amar until Yishtabah. They call it Zemirot because the majority, they are Zemirot, per chapter from Tehillim that David HaMelech wrote in praising God. This is Zemirot. There is another meaning to the word the Zemer in Hebrew, to cut off, to destroy. You see, Zemirot has two meanings. By saying Zemirot, you are cutting off all the enemies, the power of the enemies. The Mezemer koret et kol ha'aretzim. Now, the Zemirot begins from Zmor le'todat in Yosha. Beracha before, beracha after. And Shei Knesset HaGedola, they wrote this beracha from Baruch She'amar in the Shabbat. They say that a note came from heaven to them for this berachot, Baruch She'amar Nishtabah. Then we consider them both as one beracha, not two, even though they are far from each other. The beginning of the beracha, Baruch She'amar, the ending is Nishtabah. What's the difference if this is the same beracha or two? If you say the same beracha, you can't interrupt yourself in the middle. Only what they gave you is a mirat. And they come to say, I can't do anything, any word. Something you can say, something you can't. What are the things that you can say? Answer Kaddish, the five, amen, half of a Kaddish. You answer Kedusha, two sentences. Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Kavod Hashem
Mekamo. What do you mean, the five Kaddish?
Five amen. Yeah, I said five amen. And you answer two sentences in Kedusha. Then Barichu, if you hear the Hazan saying Barichu, someone saying Barichu, you say Baruch Hashem Mevorach, La'olam Ba'ed. How about if a person says Beracha? You are in the middle of the Zemirot, you hear somebody say De'etatef Be'tzitzir. You answer Amen. This is the acts and thing that there is in Zemirot. Besides Kaddish, Kedusha, and Barichu, you answer also on Berachot, Amen. You don't say Barichu, Baruch Shemom, but you say Amen. Then.
Also Modim and Shema?
Modim and Shema, no.
You don't say,
you just nod your head.
Okay.
In the Zemirot, right after Baruch Shemom, we start with Mizmor LeTodah and Yichavot. There is a very important Pesukim Yichavot from different places in the Tehillim. Then comes Ashrei Yoshevei Bitecha. Why do we read Ashrei Yoshevei Bitecha? The chapter in the Tehillim does not begin with Ashrei Yoshevei Bitecha. It begins with Tehillah LeDavid. They took two Pesukim from a different place to put it with this, because speaking about the man that coming to the Shul. Fortunate is the person that comes, even sitting in the shul, even not praying, he has a mitzvah. And that's why they say, if a person comes to shul, for some reason, he walks out, that's avirah. You don't enter the shul and go out only for your own need. What should he do then? He should read something. That's why there is the menorot of Rav Netzach Mginotus Moshir, or Anna Bechorah, that they read. If he doesn't know how to read, he should sit down. Sitting in the shul is a mitzvah. He sits for a while, and then he goes out. That's what they read, Ashrei Yoshevei Bitecha, Adonai Chesed. Tehillah LeDavid has all the psukim that go according to alphabetical order. Arumimcha Eloyim Melech Aleph, Bechol Yom Avarechet Gabet, Gadol Hashem Olan Meod Gima. One letter is missing. All of them, they go straight, except one letter. Which letter is missing? Nun. Right after Malchotecha, Malchot Kol Ha'amim, Umishotecha, Lechot Avodah, that's Mem. After Mem comes Nun. There's no Nun. What is this? Somech, Samech. And why they didn't put Nun? Nun means falling, no fear. And it's written that Am Yisrael are on a low level now because there is no Beit HaMikdash. But David HaMelech was very smart. even though that he didn't want to put the noon of Nefila, but he put in Samech, Somech Hashem L'chol HaNefilim, that God will lift the Jewish people who are falling. Now this is the Somech. Then there is one sentence which they tell us most important in Ashrei Shavetecha. The Gemara said, Kol HaOmer Tehillah LeDavid Shalosh Pa'amim Bayom, Uvtach Lo Shehu Ben HaOlam Hapa. The person reads the three Ashrei Shavetecha every day, and you know, we do read three times, in Shachrit twice, and Mincha once. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when they say read, don't just read it. And then you are thinking, your mind somewhere else, thinking about the meaning of the chapter. Especially the sentence that begins with Pe. Poteach et yadecha u'masbi'a lechol hay ratzon. What does he have to think? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, showering his blessing upon us and satisfying our need. That is Poteach et yadecha. And what do? We open our hands. Poteach et yadecha is not our hand. Poteach et yadecha, that means hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gives us. What do we open our hands? But in order, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, there is someone to receive. We have, the whole idea came. There is no law to do, to open the hand. But the custom of opening the hand in order to awaken the person to think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us. That's why they did it. And they tell you, remember the meaning of the sentence, and they can go even more. Think about the abbreviation of Poteach et yadecha. Poteach is Pe. Et Aleph. Yadecha Yod. This is the name of a malach that appointed that to give parnasah to the people. Then, Umasbiya. Count the word Umasbiya and number, how much is that? Vav is 6. Mem, 40. That's 46. Shin is 300. That's 346. Then, what do we have? Bet. 348. Then Yod, 10. 358. Then Ayin 70, how much is that? 428. There is Shem, a Malach, that begins Het, Tav, Chaf, which is 428. That's why we say Umasbiya, to think about it, of Al-Hai Ratzah. And this is what the importance of Ashrei Yoshev Betecha. Then they come, few chapters, again from Tehillim, 5 Hallelujot. They begin with the word Hallelujah, 5 of them. The first one, Hallelujah Hashem in Hashemayim, Hallelujah Nefshi et Hashem. Second one, the first Hallelujah et Hashem, then Kitov Zemera Elokeinu, then Hallelujah Hashem in Hashemayim, then Shiru LaHashem Shehadash, then Hallelu Kel V'Kodesho. These 5 are very important. Most important of them, 2. The 3rd and the 5th. Why do we say most important or not so important? If a person comes to Shul and he is late, if he will wait till you say all the Zemirot, you will miss the Amidah with the public. You can't say Amidah with them. They tell you, skip the others. Read only Baruch Shema, Ashrei, and these 2 Hallelujot, and Yishtabach, and go ahead. Later on, after the prayer, you complete what you missed. If a person, even that he can do, most important, Hallelu Kel V'Kodesho. Skip also Hallelu Hashem Neshama. I mentioned that, he's right, we did. He said, if you look in the books, they used to put these 2 big ladders. All others, small ladders. But to show you, the one that's more important, they put it on big ladders. Then comes Vayvarech David, which is from the Divrei HaYamim. when David was brought Aaron back to Jerusalem to replace it there, and he said all that beracha, giving thanks to God. Right after that comes Shirat Hayam. Why Shirat Hayam? Because it's written in Shirat Hayam as Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael. It didn't say as Shar Moshe. It's supposed to say as Shar Moshe. Moshe sang. But as Yashir Moshe, Moshe will sing. When is he going to sing? Say the time of the Mashiach. Moshe and all the tzaddikim will come. And all Bnei Yisrael will sing that song with Moshe Rabbeinu. This is a hint for the time of the Mashiach. That's why we end with the Zemirot, with Shirat Hayam, because it's giving us a hint about the time of the Mashiach. We finish Ishtabah, there's a Kaddish. Between each part of the prayer, there is Kaddish. What did I tell you already once? That the prayers are divided into
five.
Beginning, there is the Arba Olamot. We go from the first, then there is Kaddish, then there's number two, again Kaddish, number three there's no Kaddish. Why? Because they don't want to stop between Ga'al Israel and Hashem Sefatai Tavdach. Why they don't want? We'll explain now. What they call them, there is four olamot. What is four olamot? The highest olam, they call it Atzilut, most important. Atzil, it means most important. Then there is Beri'ah. Beri'ah, olam of Malachim. Then there is the Tzira, again, the Malachim on a lower level. Then there is Asiyah, this world, the place of the human being. Then we start from Asiyah, which is the Korbanot. We go from Hodu to Nishtabah. That's already in Yetzirah. We go to Yotzer, is Beri'ah. From Baruch Ata Hashem, Kerem Chalam Yotzer O, then Ga'ad Yisrael. Amidah is Atzilut. Then we go down, back from Atzilut to Kam. That's when we are climbing up and coming down. Now we say Mishtabah, ending the second part of the prayer. And we say what the law is about it. Then we come, that there is a barakhu to answer, to say and to answer, and comes Yotzer. Now in Yotzer, there was a time, during the time of the Talmud, that a person comes late, and he is not for the public. What is he? Is he going to miss the prayer? That you poves a chema, they call it. He slice. There is a little part of the Yotzer that he says. He says, from Baruch Ata Hashem, Kerem Chalam Yotzer Or, to Yotzer HaMeorot. He says it out loud. Then he goes, he says, Shema. That's called Poves Am Shema. And then he prays his own prayer. That if a person comes be Yahid, that he can't touch with the people. At least he will have something. The Kaddish, Barechu, and the Yotzer, loud. Then the Beracha Rishona, there is two Berachot before Shema. The first Beracha is beginning, Baruch Ata Hashem, Kerem Chalam Yotzer Or, ending with the Yotzer HaMeorot. Many people think, no, there is two paragraphs there. Tit Barach Lanetzach Tzureinu, that's another one, it's not that. In the middle of the Beracha. What is there in this Beracha? Something important. Besides that, we give praise to God that giving us the light, that everything comes for our benefit. There is, we say, what the Malachim say about the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We call it Sidra de Kedusha. The books call it, you are recording what the Malachim are doing and saying, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Not that we are saying. We say, Onim be'emah, ואומרים בירה. הוא עוזעונים בהמה ואומרים בירה, מלאכים. כי before that it's written, תתברך לנצח צורנו, מלכנו וגואלנו והורי הקדושים, הוא עז הקדושים, למלאכים. השתבח שמך למלכנו יוצר משרתים, ואשר משרתיו כולם, הוא עז משרתיו, למלאכים. עומדים, ושרתיו כולם עומדים, ועומדים כולם ביחד, יוסף אשר משרתיו כולם עומדים, עומדים ביראה, והשם משרתיו כולם עומדים ביראה, ביחד, בכל דברי אלוקים חיים, ומלך עולם. כולם עומדים. יוצא משרתים, השם משרתיו כולם עומדים באימה וביראה. קורקט? Why did I get confused here? I don't know. Where that we do it today? Hashem shatav kolam omdim. Mashmi'im b'ira, b'rum olam. Kolam omdim b'rum olam. Mashmi'im b'ira yahad b'kol. Divrei Elokim Hayim. Some people are mistaken. They said, Mashmi'im b'ira yahad b'kol divrei Elokim Hayim. שמיים ויראה יחד בקול, לאודה, לאוד לאוד. What do they say? דברי אלוקים חיים ומלך העולם. And all אהובים, ברורים, גיבורים, who audience? אהובים, ברורים, גיבורים, מלאכים. כולם קדושים, they're holy. Then you can, וכולם, פותחים את פיהם בקדושה ובטהרה. They open their mind, מברכים, משבחים, מפארים. They give praise to God. At the end, what they say? They invite each other. You say, I say, what is it? All of them, they open the mouth and they say, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. That's called Sidra de Kedusha. We are only recording the Kedusha of the Malachim. Not that we say, because of that. What's the difference? For recording of what we are saying, we can say it only with the Minyan. But once you say only what the Malachim are saying, you can say it even Biyahid. And this is not agreed by all. There's a very, very great rabbi whose name was Rashba, Rabbi Shlomo ben Aderet. This Rabbi Shlomo ben Aderet was tremendous in power of knowledge. He has the opinion that we cannot say this Biyahid. We have to say it, even this, in Sidra de Kedusha, we have to say B'Minyan. If you don't have B'Minyan, you skip it. Do we do that? No. Halakha is not like that, Shachanahu said, we say even B'Yahid. And that's if cause it is Sidra de Kedusha. I repeat again, what's Sidra de Kedusha? Recording what the Malachim are saying the time they say Kedusha. Then we finish it with it. Comes like Kid Baruch Hashem what he can, praise God for what he does. So we have Tzedakot, Masmiach Shorot, Borei Fuot, Adonai Tov. But there is there, in that sentence, there is something that they say very good. Like Kid Baruch Hashem what he can. The Melech El Chai VeKayam Zimirot Omer Mishpachat Hashmiru. Ki Hu Levado, Marom VeKadosh. Po'er Gevurot, Oseh Hadashot, Ba'al Milhamot. זורי הצדקות, מצמיח ישועות. No, they say, עושה חדשות והנחמות, they always say, a person that comes wants to make something new, and בעל מלחמות, a man that creates fights among people. They don't want to do what we got traditionally from הקדוש ברוך הוא. You say, עושה חדשות, you do something new, you are בעל מלחמות. That's one thing. There is another thing there. What is it? Borei Refuot, Nora Teilot, Adon Nefilot. Because we say, Matzmiach Yeshuot, Borei Refuot, Nora Teilot. First of all, you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in case you are in troubles. That will help you. Then it comes to Borei Refuot. He creates medication. There is medicine, remedy from the sickness. There's the Nora Tehillot, if you are reading Tehillim. Then, are unemployed, you are looking for miracles. If it doesn't help, you are praying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a miracle to the person. Anyhow, we finish with Yotzer HaMe'orot. What are the Me'orot? Sun, moon, that he gave us. This is the first beracha that has to do with the light. Because beginning of the day, you are praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the light that he is giving us. Second one, Ahavat Olam, Tila Boher Ba'amu Yisrael Be'ahava. What is in Ahavat Olam? We are praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the Torah that our fathers learned, and we are asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us that we'll be able to understand the Torah. Beten Belibenu Bina Lehavin Lehaskin Lishmoa Lilmod Ulamed. After that, we are praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the Torah that he's giving us. Please enlighten our eyes to be able to understand, and give us the understanding that you are the only one with the power of God, that there is no one else. From this comes that's preparation for Shema Yisrael. We say, HaBoher Be'amo Yisrael Be'ahava. He chose the Jewish people because of his love to them, love to our fathers, and love to Am Yisrael. We say Shema Yisrael. When I say Shema Yisrael, the custom is to cover the eyes with the hand. For what? Because they don't want to be interrupted by anything. They are not going to look outside. Only concentrate on the sentence. Especially when you put your hand, when you want to remember something again. You rub your forehead. That means when you close, you can concentrate better. This is why they put the hand. But the custom is to put the hand in a shape of Shaddai. This three shin, this is bending Dalet, this is Yod. There is Shaddai. Then, but if you put Shaddai, you can't concentrate as much as that. Some, they don't like it. They do it this way. I personally, I do the Shaddai because that's a custom Sephardim. And when I come to the close to the end, Hashem Echad, then I do that. And the custom is, they shake their hand around. What? When you say Echad, our Lord has told us, Aleph is one, Het is eight, which means seven heavens and the earth, Dalet, four directions of the world. When you say four directions, that's why they turn their head around, which means all over. And some people, first of all, it's too long. Secondly, it becomes different word. Had then is not the had. They have to be very careful not say had then. It's wrong. Sounds like you are adding another letter after the diet. Yud.
Sounds like you're adding a yud at the end.
The what?
Like a yod at the end of
sentence. Oh, yod or head, same thing.
It sounds like a diet. It was dumb.
The main thing, when they say Shema Yisrael, that a person has to know the meaning of the words. But please understand that Hashem, who is our God, He is only one, no one else. This is what a person has to think when he says Shema Yisrael. And the Gemara says, if a person read the Shema without paying attention to what he is saying, lo yatzai dehava. You have to go over. Shema Yisrael. They tell you only one pasuk. They don't tell you. It's the Mahloket and the Gemara. Some they say you have to have the whole paragraph knowing the meaning of it. Tilu b'sha'arecha. Some they say no. Til al levavecha. Some they say one pasuk. At least we will do one pasuk that will fulfill our duty in Shema Yisrael. There is three paragraphs. What are they? Shema, v'ayam shema and v'yomer. The order in the book of the Humash is not this way. Which one is first in the Humash? V'yomer. V'yomer is in Parashat Shilach Lecha. It the end of Shalach Lecha, Chumash Bamidbar. And the fourth book of Moses. But Shema and Vayam Shema on the fifth. And here what they do, they put the Vayomer at the end. Then Shema at the beginning, Vayam Shema at the beginning. If you change the switch the order, why it goes in this order? Why Shema number one, Vayam Shema number two, Vayomer number three? Because what he's speaking about? Shema, speaking about Emunah and Hashem, and most important things that you have to learn and teach Torah to your children. Love of God, Torah to children, and of course the Tefillin. We come to Bayam Shema, speak about other mitzvot. At the beginning is Ol Malchut Shamayim. That you we accept the yoke of heaven's kingdom. It means we say Shema, say Shema, come Shema. Comes to Bayam Shamoa, we accept the mitzvot. We accept upon ourselves to do the mitzvot, which the reward for that doing the mitzvot, certainly not a team at our Tzachem Baito, Yom Kosh, God forbid if you die, do not listen. Ve'avidu me'ara ma'al ha'aretz ha'tova. Sends them out to the galut. Then, Vayomer comes for one mitzvah. What is the Vayomer really they give us, mainly for what? Not for the tzitzit.
That's right.
For what for? Yitziat Mitzvah. Ani Hashem Elokechem asher hotzetechem. Because it's written in the Mishnah. Hayav Adam lehazkir Yitziat Mitzvah b'chol yom. You must mention the story of Yitzhak Mitzrayim every day of your life. Shneimar lema'an tizkor et yom tzedecha me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yom hayecha. We need to remember it all the days of our life. And this is a vayom. This is one mitzvah. A very important mitzvah, but not like before. Then all malchut shamayim, all mitzvot, and mitzvot zechirat Yitzhak Mitzrayim. That's why the bracha after that. Be'yatziv in Echon Kerem, we accept it upon ourselves that this is true. What we are saying about Yitziat Mitzrayim, what Hashem did to our fathers, and then Go'alenu, Go'el Avotenu, Tzurenu, Tzurshatenu, we come, and Lanu Melech El Mashiach, Emet, Ben Mitzrayim Ge'altanu, we mention Beferush the Yitziat Mitzrayim, till we come at the end, we say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Gaal. So we talk about the redemption. That God had redeemed the Jewish people from Mitzrayim. And right after that, we say, Amida. Why? That's called Somech Geula Letvila. When you are thinking about the redemption that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, that means He helped the Jewish people as a nation. He extended His help to them, to redeem them, then we can come and ask, oh God, please help us. With this, Amida is a prayer. Prayer is what? You want to ask for your own need. But before you ask for your need, you have to praise God. The first three berachot in the Amida, they are praise of God, that He is the one that helped our forefathers, He is the one that mighty and giving us the rain, Parnassah, He is the one that make people live again after death. That's because of Hayamit. We come to the third bracha to speak about the holiness of God. But we have to understand this bracha. Ata Kadosh, Vishimcha Kadosh, name of a Kadosh Baruch Hu Kadosh. This is Kadosh Ani Hashem. In the Chumash. Then it's written, Ukdoshim bechol yom el, who are the Kedoshim? We are saying, Ukdoshim bechol yom el, who are the Kedoshim? There's two different meanings. Kedoshim could refer on the Malachim, that they praise God after they say Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvah, Nechoraz Kodo. Could refer Kedoshim to Am Yisrael, to the people. From Amida Belachash, we don't read Kedusha, which means Kedushim Bechol Yom refers to Am Yisrael. But when we come to say Nakdishach Ve'Na'aritzach, like the Malachim, we are mentioning the Malachim, Therefore, then the Kedushim will be including both the Malachim and Am Yisrael.
So, Rabbi, when you say Nahisha, you say Nahisha, and you say it with a minyan of some people, and people are saying it, it's common sense, it's as if the Kedushim is Am Yisrael.
Well, I said there's two different meanings.
No, it means something that by yourself. The law has to be silently.
Yeah, you don't say Kedusha. The Nakdishach is we shall say the words of the Malachim, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh.
Right.
That's what I mean. We say it only in Hazara.
Right.
Not in Amida.
I understand.
Yeah. What do you want to say?
All right, this is a question. When you kiss Tefillin Shalosh, mm-hmm. what do you say? Do you do it at Sivot Shemo Kedosh Yisrael, kiss it? Or you should say Yisrael Hashem, and then could you kiss it?
No, you can say you can kiss it before Baruch Adash, for example.
Yeah, because you can't say between Gai Yisrael, you can't touch it.
And not to say Hashem out loud. Just go fast together. Gai Yisrael. Them, they say, God is Israel Hashem. No, I don't like it.
Even the Chazan? Even the Chazan?
Even the Chazan. Not God is Israel Hashem. Baruch Atah Hashem, God is Israel. Do you understand? Not to be interrupted altogether between God is Israel and Hashem, but not to raise the word, your voice and the word Hashem. But Hashem goes with Sibadai Dibda.
Many people do that.
Baruch Atah Hashem, God is Israel. I
know. A lot of people pray the whole Amidah.
That's why I say, I don't
like
it.
Seriously.
I mean, you said before you don't say Kedusha B'yachid. You were saying that it's us saying it, but here we say Nakdisha, we shall.
Sanctify your name the way the Malachim do. Pay attention once again. Nakdisha. Ben Aritza. Oh God, we are coming to sanctify your name and adore your name. Like the Malachim. And we say it. They say because then we say it for ourselves too. Kadosh, 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 Shem Tzavod. That's what means Nakdisha. We are going to declare that you are the Holy One. The way the Malachim do. Then, in all the Sidra de Kedusha, you just mentioned that the Malachim are saying Kedusha. But here you say, we are going to declare about your holiness the way the Malachim do. We use that language. Do you understand? Then, this is the three berachot rishonot. Most important, shalosh berachot rishonot and shalosh acharonot, the last three. But this is praise of God. After the praise of God, you come to ask about your need. What's most important that we need? Understanding, wisdom, knowledge. Attahonen le adam da'at. You give him knowledge, you give him understanding, and we say, give us wisdom, give us understanding, help us to have the knowledge, to know it. Because of that, the speaking about Da'at, when they come to make Havdalah, where they make the Havdalah and the Amidah? In Atahone. Why? Because if there is no Da'at, you wouldn't be able to differentiate between holy and unholy. But when you come to say Atahone and Adam Da'at, there is the place Atahonantanu. You were kind to us and you gave us the power to understand, to know the difference between Kodesh Lechol, between Or Lechoshech, between Israel Lamim. This is four things. The Gemara said you can say four, you can say up to seven. but we do only four. That's the basic things in the Gemara, to say these four things of, we know the difference between one to another. Of course, then come, we're talking, oh God, give us the understanding to come to learn your Torah. After that, we ask, forgive us for all the wrong things. Selah lanu. Then we come, give us good health. Rafa'enu. But it's written there in Rafa'enu. לכל מחאובנו ולכל מכותינו, לכל תחלואנו, לכל מחאובנו ולכל מכותינו. ויש לכל תחלואנו, there's two different kinds of תחלואים of sicknesses. Sickness of the body, sickness of the neshama. When a person thinks to say, רפאנו השם ונרפא, הושיענו ונבשע כתהילתנו, אתה בהעלה, give us ארוחה ומרפא, cure us, give us the help lechol tahaloenu ulchol machavenu ulchol makadenu. When you say lechol, to include both the physical one and the spiritual one. We say rofeh ole amo Yisrael. Oh, Rabbis, tell us, if you have somebody that you want to pray for him, if a person's sick, you have to look which bracha speaking about curing someone. And there, you may mention his name and ask for his good health. That's why they say in Refa'enu, they speak about the sick people. They mention the name of that. It was supposed to be done this way, but we don't do it, because if a person doesn't know how to say it properly, then he is interrupting the prayer in the wrong way. But there is one beracha that includes everything. Which one is that? Shema Kolel. What do we say? Honenu va'anenu, Hushma tefilatenu. Answer our prayers. What kind of prayer? You can ask anything you want there. Give us parnasa, give us good health, give us, extend your health to so and so, Mr. so and so, son of his mother name. This is what we do over there. In Shema, Kolen. Any person, he can add the things he needs in Shema, Kolen. That's what we do, because this is a general prayer. Oh God, listen to our prayer and accept our offering that we are saying now, please give us that, whatever we need. This is Ke'atah Shomea Tefilat Kolpe. Ashkenazim they add, Tefillat Kol Peh Amecha Yisrael Berachamim. We say, you don't need Amecha Yisrael. Why? If the word Peh, how much is that in number?
85.
The word Mila, how much?
75.
Huh?
75.
Mila. 85. 85. 50. 30, 80, 85. That when say kolpe, person thinks about people that they have mitzvat mila. That is Am Yisrael. No. Then we come to Shalosh Aharonot. What is the Shalosh Aharonot, three last berachot of the Amidah? That you are begging that Hashem will give us the privilege that we shall again be able to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu well in bed, a Mikdash. The main words over there, Behashev Ha'avodah, Medbir Betecha. But there is there, Be'ishe Yisrael U'tfilata, Be'ahavat Kavamot. Ashkenazim don't say that. They say differently. Behashev Ha'avodah Be'atecha, Be'ishe Yisrael. They stop there. U'tfilata, Be'ahavat Kavamot. Seems to be that they are right. Give us the service that will give us the privilege to serve you and offer korbanot. Ishe means korbanot. Then, utfilatame, rabba v'tekavan, accept our prayer. But now we say, v'yashev avodah ledbir v'techa. And the korbanot that we are offering and our prayer, accept it. Which korbanot we are offering? We put v'yashev Yisrael together, utfilatame, rabba. Our rabbis told us in Gemara. just as there is Beit HaMikdash over here, there is Beit HaMikdash up in heaven. Just as there is a Kohen Gadol over here, there is Kohen Gadol in heaven, Michael. And just as the Kohen Gadol over here offering sacrifices, Michael offers sacrifices. There is no Harban. The Harban is here. But Michael continued to offer Korbanot every day. What Korbanot? There's animals over there.
Neshamot
of the Tzadikim. And there's Neshamot of the Tzadikim. He brings them every day. There's someone, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, look at this beautiful Neshamot. Do it for the sake of this Neshamot. This is what he brings the Neshamot on the Mizbeah of heaven. We finished that Seder Avodah, it's called. Birkat Avodah, let's say. What is there, the second one? Modim Anachana. They celebrated here Thanksgiving Day. Yeah, once a year, Thanksgiving. We have Thanksgiving every day three times. Modim Anachana. This is the difference between Am Yisrael. That we say, if you pay attention to that's Modim. Modim Anachana. What's written over there? We give you thanks. What's his bechol ayat? All the time. Then we say, Erev Boker V'Tzahorayim. That's not all the time. If you say all the time, includes all. Erev Boker V'Tzahorayim. Why do we say after Shebechol ayat? Erev Boker V'Tzahorayim. But this is a mistake that people don't realize. They really, Shebechol ayat, Erev Boker V'Tzahorayim. Modim anachnu lach, we thank you for all the good things that you do for us all the time. When do we give you thanks? Erev Boker V'Tzahorayim. Erev Boker V'Tzahorayim doesn't go on the miracles, but the miracles that you do all the time. Every minute of our lives there is, a person lives by the miracle of God. When do we give you thanks? Erev Boker V'Tzahorayim, that's Modim anachnu lach.
Goes back on the beginning?
Yeah. מודים אנחנו לאשר תאו השם אלוקינו ענף לאותך בדורותיך שבכל העת. When do we give you מודים? ערב בוקר וצהריים. This is a person has to think about it, the meaning. Of course, our Rabbis tell us in four places, we bow, we bend. Two in Magen Avraham, beginning at the end, and two in מודים אנחנו לך. Beginning, and Baruch Atah Hashem Atah. How a person should make the kriya, bending. This is the reason many mistakes. They say, Baruch Atah Hashem, they do that. They do Baruch Atah Hashem. Baruch Atah Hashem. No. In Baruch, Koreya veBaruch, v'zokeh veHashem. You bend in Baruch. And you say at that while you are done, Hashem. So like Hashem is picking you up. It's written Pasuk, Hashem Zokef Kefufim. What Hashem Zokef Hashem lifts up the people who are bent down. This is Hashem Zokef Kefufim. And this is what they tell us to know how to make the Kriya. Now, secondly, some people they make the kriya very head down. Seems to be they are looking what there is between the legs. This is ridiculous. Gemara said, how much the kriya should be? I achi pakeku rahuliot shebashidra. You know, when a person bends, all the rings that there is in the spine sticking out. That means that's enough. Don't do more than that. The person, elderly man, he can do even that. It's enough for him to do just lightly. But people that they are young and they can do it, they should bend to such an extent that already sticking out all those rings of the spine. We finish with the last bracha. What is it? Sim shalom tovah v'racha. That's the most important v'racha. Because God when he gave Beracha to the Kohanim to bless Israel, the very last word is, V'yasem lecha shalom. That's why Berkat Kohanim is being said over here. And before the Beracha Sim, shalom. Because there's connection between them. And there is mitzvah to the Kohanim to give Beracha to Am Israel every day. They give the Beracha, and that way we are asking Hashem, please, give us the shalom and the blessing, what we need. HaMebarech et Amo Yisrael b'shalom, they say Amen. Well, when you say many berachot, at the end, you have to say Amen. Then comes Yiyul Ratzon. They tell us Yiyul Ratzon, this is the one that called you finishing the prayer with the sentence of Yiyul Ratzon. Before Yiyul Ratzon, you didn't finish. You say Yiyul Ratzon with you, that's finishing. What's the difference if I say you finish before or after? Because we said that in the middle of the Amidah, you don't answer anything. No Kaddish, no Kedusha, no Baruch Hu. In Yotzer, you say three things, Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu. In Amidah, you don't answer. But if you hear people going to say Kedusha, you stop. Don't continue with your prayer. Just listen to the Hazan. Listen mainly to those two sentences. Kadosh, 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 Shem Tzavad Mechol Ha'atz Kvado, and Baruch Kvod Hashem Mekamo. Then you continue. Till where is that?